Editor. Here we go again, more development. When are the people in City Hall going to get some common sense? Our streets used to have two lanes. With all the suites and more family members in same house, our streets are single lanes, and a lot of it is very narrow. My concern is getting first responders to where they have to be in a safe and expedient manner. For years, we have heard about water shortages, a lack of medical staff and facilities, sewer lines getting old. In Europe, they have apartments that families live in, not 500-square-foot apartments. Burnaby Metro Vancouver can afford a $190 million gondola to the Simon Fraser University area, but no money to get more crossings over the highway to the hospital. First responders cannot get through intersections now. How many more first responders, medical staff, teachers, nurses, etc. do we need to support, and at what cost? We never see that when talking development. Tom Whiffen. Loudspeaker sound off. How do you feel about the way Burnaby is developing? What challenges is the city's growth posing? What opportunities does it bring? Share your thoughts about the good and the bad of living in a fast-growing urban center. Send us a letter.